two remaining walks that are happening this coming weekend. One is looking at Buff Bricks. So it's kind of a niche, you know, you think of Edmonton's has a very healthy history in bricks with the JB Little Brickyard in Riverdale. And lots of our buildings are made by bricks built or, you know, made here in Edmonton. But there was also an era where the bricks are sort of a tan colored. And in Bonnie Doon, there's a whole sort of little area there that where a lot of the older buildings are buff colored bricks. So Eric Backstrom, who's an amazing resource historically and does a lot of research into history things, is leading a tour looking at these buff bricks and also poking into one of the buildings, the stakes center in Bonnie Doon, and giving a tour of the inside of the building. So that's very cool, but very niche, you know. And the other one is a little bit more general, put on by Christina Gray, looking at the history of Mill Woods, which actually has kind of an amazing history. There's the whole background of the Papa Chase Band that used, you know, that lived there, and of course, you know, we didn't do very well by, but that was part of their reserve. And then also when Mill Woods became a community, it was master planned in secret by the city of Edmonton. Like the whole Millwoods area was, the land was assembled and you know, designed and developed by the city. So kind of a unique history. Also a fascinating incubator for some of the very first cooperative housing developments and community gardens as well. So Christina will be, you know, just basically walking around the community there and sharing some of those highlights.
Is there other ways that people can get involved? There's so many other tools on your website. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes. So our friends at Story City have developed an app, and they actually have some of our Jane's Walks on there. So you can basically log on to their app, and they have a range of different opportunities. From some of the things are kind of like almost online gaming or dramatic stories that you follow geographically on the app, and it takes you to different places throughout the city. But they're a great local company that's developed this app. And so if you wanted to take in a Jane's Walk on your own, and then directs you, you know, point to point to point, so you do your own tour. And then we also have, just in our resources section on our website, pretty much every walking map and guide from, you know, a wide variety of different players around the city that you can pick and choose from if you're interested in exploring on your own.